Following in the footsteps of John, Paul, George and Ringo. From around the world, Beatles fans flock to London's Abbey Road, the street where the Fab Four turned their memorable lyrics into music a generation cannot forget. It was here at the Abbey Road Studios where perhaps the Beatles' most famous album was born. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was an immediate critical and popular sensation, described by fans, music critics and fellow musicians as innovative in every sense. It was an adventure in concept, sound, songwriting and studio technology, not to mention Sir Peter Blake's eye-popping artwork on the cover. Released on June 1, 1967, the album launched The Summer of Love, the psychedelia, spirituality and acid craze that swept the globe. At the time of its release, the London Times newspaper described Sgt. Pepper as a decisive moment in the history of Western civilization. But behind the scenes, it was the result of a staggering 129 days, or some 700 hours, the Beatles spent in the studio, recording, experimenting and mastering the album. Richard Porter runs the Beatles in London tour. He says the way the Sgt. Pepper concept connected songs together seamlessly created a new standard to follow, turning albums into the prevailing format instead of singles.
For a long, long time, I mean, the album was king. People used to put lots of effort into singles, but then after Sgt. Pepper, it was albums became the thing to do.
For many Beatles fans, coming to Abbey Road is about coming to see the place where musical nostalgia was created for a generation.
I remember the day I graduated from high school in America. I went down and bought the Sgt. Pepper's and took it home with some friends and stayed and just listened to it all day.
It was very different from anything that had been before, and I think maybe people thought they could be a little bit more experimental or something after that came out.
It influenced all music. From rock and roll is a stop. A new era from Sgt. Pepper, new era for all.
40 years and 12 million copies later, Sgt. Pepper is still going strong. Now it is being bought by the sons and daughters of the generation the album was originally aimed at. It was the HMV store on London's Oxford Street in 1962, where a technician first alerted distinguished music producer George Martin of the Beatles' early demos. Gennaro Castaldo from the HMV music store says Sgt. Pepper still appeals to younger audiences.
You get lots of magazine polls and TV polls that consistently put the album at number one or in the top five. And that usually serves to sort of spark the interest of a new generation of fans, as well as reminding the older fans, the baby boomers, of just how important that piece of work was.
But these days, that new generation uses the latest technology to hear the 40-year-old music. As comfortable with downloading MP3s as her father was putting needle to vinyl in 1967, 11-year-old Anya from Washington, D.C. is proof that not only has Sgt. Pepper's appeal spanned generations, it spanned the globe too. On its 40th birthday, Sgt. Pepper came in number one in a Capital Gold radio poll in the UK. The Radio Network's DJ David Jensen says the album will continue to be popular because of the mystery that surrounds it.
What were some of the songs really about? What were they intending? And I think that has fed its popularity and a certain amount of intrigue as well. So I would say it's a groundbreaking album, certainly an important album.
And when the Beatles' entire back catalogue is made digital for the first time, music retailers in the UK predict continued success of Sgt. Pepper, perhaps helping cement the album as a musical milestone for another 40 years. Paul Burge for VOA News in London.